Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Kaja. Thank you for producing this wonderful event. Thank you, everyone who's in attendance and been listening in this great audience today. We could not do this without you. Next up, we're moving to the jazz section, and your host for that is going to be Alan D. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you, Planetary. I've had a reasonable rest, run around Kirill a little bit, met a few people. There's an awful lot of people here. It looks really full from up here on the balcony. You've got the fountain a bit crowded there, so I will leave you with your friends for a little while and just shout from up here. I hope you can all hear me. First in the jazz section, we have somebody who you might have heard just a little bit earlier. This is, in fact, Edison Rex, who has contributed four sections here, three movements from his Light and Form of Ordinary Joy, but first we're going to hear his Spring Equinox, which is surprisingly springy.
Oh,
Thank you. And Edison, that was Spring Equinox. I like that. It was springy, and it gave me a feeling of renewal, of the start of the year, and fresh air, and all of that kind of thing. It definitely worked very well. As I mentioned earlier, we have Edison Rex here who can talk about the music and the instruments he uses to create it. So, Edison, please tell us.
Please tell us.
Well, thank you very much, Alan, and thanks, everybody. It's nice when I see the clapping going on. It's really good. That Spring Equinox, I did that, I actually performed that one in Asheville, North Carolina, a year ago, and it was a lot of fun. And that little bit there is just an excerpt, but that was a nice excerpt. So, I don't know, what should I tell about the instruments that I play? The wind instrument is an iwi. It's an electronic wind instrument. And I've been playing recorders for years and years and years, and I'm actually a brass player and a piano player. But I picked up the iwi, and I just love it. And then the main instrument I'm playing with now is called an Eigenharp Alpha. It's this kind of stick-looking thing, and that was doing all of the other stuff in that song. So that's pretty much what it was.
So it's like a stick where you can both pluck the strings and hammer them and get different kinds of attack?
It actually has all buttons on it. There's no strings at all. It's sort of like if you thought about a keyboard player or a guitar player and you married the two. So you got the little buttons along where the string, where you'd hit strings. You have little buttons. So you move the buttons around, and it's all very high tech. But it also has an environment in it that allows me to do a lot of things live at the same time, which that particular one was done as a live take, just me. The other three are not live.
Okay, and thanks, Edison. That's very interesting. That was one instrument, one man, one instrument playing the whole of that piece that we've just heard. Moving on to The Lightened Form of Ordinary Joy. It's in three movements. Having listened to this already, there's a keyboard background and a saxophone-like foreground. I thought it was a bit reminiscent of David Sanborn. No doubt I'll be shouted down by people who know David Sanborn better than I do, but there we go. I liked it, and I think you will like it too. This is from a 1997 album, if I did my research properly. Light and Form of Ordinary
You
Joy.
Certainly have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Edison, that was The Lightened Form of Ordinary Joy in three movements. You were saying while we were listening to that that was an earlier piece, and you were using some of your earlier instruments. I'm sure the guys in the cavern would like to know what they were.
Ah. He may not be there.
Okay. No, I'm here.
Oh, he's there, okay.
Oops. Yeah, I'm here. The mouse got away from me. Yes, actually. That was done. That was all done starting around 1987. I was living in Vermont, and The Light and Form of Ordinary Joy had a lot to do with living up there. And so the instruments at the time, I had a studio, so there's a kind of sample piano, and then we did the drums with a pad set. You know, I had a drummer in, and he did the drums for me. And and the saxophone on that was actually done with a sampler. I didn't have my own saxophone yet. I didn't have an Iwi. I didn't have that much money. And but we did that with a lot of old stuff. The original performance of that was about 1992. And that album was done in 97, so, you know, it's a lot of different stuff that we have nowadays.
Yep, it sounded very good to me. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Edison. Now,
thank you.
We move on to Caro. Caro turns up in a couple of places in the playlist. This is one from Caro called Jazz Denis Dance. Thank you, Caro, with Jazz Denis Dance. We'll find Caro again after the next section, in fact. But now we have four from Maurus, four very good, very jazzy, very professional sounding tracks. I liked all of these the first time I heard them. And we'll start off with Bottles. Okay, that was Bottles from Maris. He says, I write in several different styles, but figured you wanted a set that was a little more cohesive. So he picked four tracks that he classified as rock. I think they're a little bit more jazzy, but there we go. What he has said is that these are new, just polished cuts of them that have never been heard anywhere else before. So that's all new for us. Now, the next track is Over the Fence, and he says it serves as the theme to the Caverns Today's sister podcast of the same name. So you may have heard this one before, but anyway, this is Maris with Over the Fence. That was Over the Fence, and from the Cavern Today's podcast. Two more tracks from Maris now. We'll play them back to back. Blind Scholar, which is a slower track and somewhat contemplative. And to finish, The Champion, another blaring electro-rock anthem, inspired by and is a nod to the music of the Pokemon games. And as such is a bit tongue-in-cheek, he says. So there you go. Maris with The Blind Scholar and The Champion. Thank you. you.
Yes, I got it.
Thank you very much. Maris, who is right next to me here on the balcony, we had four tracks from him there. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer your questions, talk to you, sign autographs, possibly talk about record deals. I don't know. Good bloke anyway, and some excellent music there. I really enjoyed all of those first time I heard them, and they sound just as good the second time through. Moving on now to a slightly different genre, and coming back to Caro again, this time in concert with different Dave, Dave Mains, who is also down in Kirill. I can see his head from here. We have three tracks from Caro, which I have tentatively assigned as folk, but she'll probably disagree with me, but hey, we have to put everything somewhere. And they are, in order, Gentleness, Just Jammin', and Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All right, hold on a second here. Everybody stand by for a second.
I'm holding my breath.
I'm going to put everyone back in Garrison for a second here.
Okay.
While we figure out what's going on with these files. Hold on a second. We've got just a little bit of a mix-up. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Okay, we've got all our ducks in a row now. We missed a song.
So we're going back to
okay. Okay. You wouldn't like to tell me which one it is.
I'm sorry. This is the champion from Maris. Sorry.
I thought it was.
We are such
Maris
professionals
right,
here.
And we, of course, was totally wrong. We have got it. We just sort of lost it to one side for a minute. Apologies, Maris, and you're quite right. Here's the last track from Maris, the champion.
It's my dog's fault. I'll blame it on her.
We'll be right back. Okay, apologies to Maris there. That was his last track. I did announce them back-to-back, and we had slight technical difficulties. In other words, we lost it. Never mind. I've already spoken to you about Caro. She's had one tune already, and we're following up now with three of hers, which are more in a folk genre, and in which she's partnered with Dave Maynes, different Dave, down there in the black with the shining head. Gentleness, Just Jammin', and Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Thank you.
that was Cara there with her three tracks with Different Dave, with Dave Maines. Thank you, Cara. That's the second of her contributions tonight. Now we're moving into the country and western section. Everybody here has begged me to try and attempt a cowboy accent, and I've utterly refused. My voice is not up to that sort of thing. I'm sorry. I am not going to try and talk like a cowboy. I can't
give us your best John Wayne.
Come on. No, no, no. At this point, I can't even remember what John Wayne sounds like. I can barely remember what I sound like. You know how late it is here?
Just say, well, Pilgrim. Well, Pilgrim.
If I knew where that was from, I probably couldn't do that either. Let's not muck up Mr. Black Jade's performance, which I found very, very interesting when I listened to it. It's a complete change of pace from what we've been hearing up to now. They're all slow and contemplative and very well done. I'm going to do them in two sections. First, we're going to hear Black Jade with Lasso Heaven, and then We Could Fall.
Born to be in the saddle, throwing a rope. There was always something special about that old cowpoke. Heard him called a lot of things, but he was grandpa to me. And as he grew old, let a lot of things go. But he always kept that saddle and that old calf rope. Waiting for the day he'd take his last ride. And lasso heaven with one last throw. Everybody knows where good cowboys go. Riding fences on the other side. Since I was seven, in my memories, he took a little time, spent it with me, and I'm a better man, but I'll miss him so. It's lassoed heaven. One last roundup and he's 85. Gonna show these kids how real cowboys ride. Saddled up a mule with that old rope, filled with pride. They were laughing and grinning, pointing his way, till they saw the old cowboy chase down that first stray. Then number two took us all by surprise. Someone called him home from the other side. He's lassoed heaven with one last throw. Everybody knows where good cowboys go. Riding fences on the other side. Since I was seven, in my memories, he took a little time, spent it with me, and I'm a better man, but I'll miss him so. He's lassoed heaven. He's lassoed heaven. Riding down this two-lane road and I'm paycheck rich on a Friday night. And heading out to a little spot we know, and I've got you sitting by my side. When we get there, people everywhere are trying to be someone wild and free. And out here with you, there's so much we can do, I can't help but think. We could fall in love or fall apart. We could fall and chase the way this feels tonight. make it a memory for a good time. We could fall. Summer night when everybody's moving close as we pass a guitar around the fire. And when it's my turn, I'll look at her and play some old love song that's gotten tired. And everybody laughs 'cause I made up my own words with an Elvis smile and a little wink. It's feeling just right in this campfire light when I start to sing. We could fall and take this all the way. We could fall playing a guessing game. And I'm guessing that you feel the same. We could fall in love or not at all. Who knows where this could go? Just close your eyes and let go. We could fall. We could fall.
Okay, thank you. That was Black Jade there with his first two songs. Black Jade tells me in his bio that his voice has faded over time, but it doesn't matter. All he wants to do is write songs. I tell you, Black Jade, your voice sounds pretty good to me. The first two songs he's written a little about. Lasso Heaven, this is a co-write with a friend of mine named Roy Landrum. His grandfather recently died at the age of 85. He was a lifelong cowboy. On his last roundup, he passed away still in the saddle with his rope dallied on the horn. He roped his last calf and left us. He had a smile on his face when he drew his last breath. My friend Roy asked if I could write a song, sing it, record it, and then get it to his family in Idaho, USA, for the service. Unfortunately, my friend Roy couldn't make the trip and attend his grandfather's funeral. Roy passed me a page of notes, thoughts and ideas, and other things he had rolling around in his head since his grandfather's passing. He also gave me a song title, Lassoing Heaven, which I slightly changed and used. Oh, and one catch. I had 2 days to do this. I did it. Here it is. If you listen to this and cry, I win. Enjoy. Mr. Jade, I have to say, you certainly won there. Song two, We Could Fall. Song reflecting back on the Friday, Saturday nights on the Salinas River after the cruise up to town. He was 16 or 17, underage, drinking by the bonfire, trying to be someone and get the girl. I think some of us could probably relate to that.
Certainly the underage drinking part.
Shush, we're not supposed to say things like that. They don't know how long they keep the records. I would move on to Black Jade's second two, three and four, The Guy and I Believe in Love. And I'll give you a little bit about those two songs when we've finished.
I've always had a thing for you, young love at 17. Thinking about nothing but that pretty little something in a summer dress, smiling back at me. But college life came and we went separate ways. Moved out, moved up, and moved on. Sometimes I'm sitting, thinking, reminiscing about those younger days and what went on. When I was a guy that filled all your dreams, I just can't let go of the little things. It was first love between you and me. Damn these old memories. After all this time, wishing I was still the guy. Thank you. Then one day you were on my phone, calling just to say hi, and that you were in town, and would I be down for catching up on each other's lies. So that night over a glass of wine, told me you were wrong about Mr. Right. Said you'd been sitting, thinking, reminiscing about those younger days with you and I. When I was a guy, well, you finally see, there's always been a spark between you and me. And I don't know why, it's chemistry, like matches and gasoline, like the 4th of July. When I was a guy that held you when your mama died, I was a guy that went all the way. I was a guy up all night before finals, helped you get that A, helped you go away. When I was a guy that filled all your dreams, I still remember all the little things. It was first love between you and me. I'm living with these memories after all this time. I'm still the guy, still the guy. Class of 84 said we wanted more, so we ran out the door of that high school to chase a dream, and did the college thing, met you and bought a ring, made some promises and things I wasn't sure that I could do, but the rings went on and we went on our way, building this thing stronger every day. Oh, I believe in love, and I believe in you. You got a way to make me do things that I would never do. So I walk a straighter line on the path of life, just thinking about all the good things that we can do. Oh, I believe in love. Then the baby came, we gave him our first name, and he was everything, every part of me and you. He did the army thing till we got the news that spring there was a roadside attack, and now he ain't coming back, but I do believe we'll be seeing him again. I know where, it's just a matter of when. Oh, I believe in love, and I believe in you. You got a way to make me see things clearly and pull me through. So I go on with my life and cherish happy times after everything and all the pain too. I believe in love with you. Here I am all alone. It's been a year ago last June, and I know she's up there with him now, and I'm coming home soon. Oh, I believe in love.